Israel's population includes many Arabs, and their numbers in turn include many Bedouin. About 160,000 members of traditional nomadic tribes live in Israel. Half of these Arabs are in so-called unrecognized villages. They don't receive electricity or water from the state. They don't even appear on maps. Israel's government says it wants to improve the situation, even as the Bedouin suspect the government of endangering their lifestyle. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
There's no sign that points to the village of Umm Batin deep in Israel's Negev desert. About 3,000 Bedouin live here, some in tents, others in ramshackle houses. Following a Supreme Court decision several years ago, the children are bused to school, but the village receives no other services from the Israeli government. The Bedouin are Israeli citizens, and many volunteer to serve in the Israeli army. But Bedouin activists say their loyalty is not repaid by the government, and there is growing anger and frustration in the community. Ra'ad al-Makawi heads an NGO called Bustan, which is trying to help the Bedouin. Bustan has been giving solar panels to some homes in Umm Batin to provide enough electric power to run a refrigerator. Wad Hajuma, whose 12-year-old son has diabetes, says the refrigerator has made a big difference.
Now we have electricity a few hours a day to keep the medicines cold. If there was no refrigerator, the medicine would spoil.
Makawi says the solar panels are not a real solution, and he wants the Israeli government to provide electricity and other basic services to Umm Batin and other Bedouin villages.
We began a campaign saying that the government is responsible and it's the government's duty to provide this kind of service to its own citizens.
Many Bedouins say the Israeli government is trying to move them from land they believe belongs to them. In 2005, the government unveiled a $3.6 billion plan to develop the Negev Desert and to bring 200,000 more Israeli Jews to the area to ease housing pressures elsewhere. Many Bedouin fear their traditional pasture lands will be taken for development projects and their livelihoods will disappear. Suleiman Abu Abayed, a member of the local council of unrecognized villages, says the Israeli government wants to move the Bedouin into designated areas. This was first attempted in the 1980s and 90s, when Bedouin were moved into newly built towns. But there were no jobs in the towns, and today they are among the poorest in all of Israel. Abu Abayed says Israel has designated Umm Batin to become a recognized village, meaning it would receive government services. But he says to achieve that status, the residents would have to give up all claims to the land and concentrate themselves in a smaller area.
The people said, if we go in this village, we lose our land out. If you first ask the government to recognize his land, then they can move.
Israeli officials say most of the Bedouin are living on land that belongs to the state. And almost all houses in Umm Batin and dozens of other villages were built illegally. 22,000 Bedouin homes have been marked for demolition. A new Israeli-appointed government commission is trying to find a comprehensive solution to the problems of the Bedouin. Yehuda Bachar, a spokesman for the commission, says that for the first time, Bedouin have been included in the commission, and many have already testified. But he says the Bedouin way of life may be outdated now.
The Bedouin must integrate. If they will wait on the side, sitting in their tents, and won't participate in the process of modernization, in a few years they'll be left out of everything.
The commission is due to issue its report in July. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Umm Batin in the Negev Desert.